Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Continuing with the letter O, and if you're new to the program for the last year or so, I've been doing the alphabet of some of the artists. Niels Orsted Pedersen, now, with Joe Pass. Orsted Pedersen passed away a few years ago, just a few years ago, was a bass player. And here in London, 1978, for Pablo Records, he joins guitarist Joe Pass.
Thank you.
Duet for you, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen, bass, and Joe Pass guitar in London, 1978, for Pablo Records. Oleo, written by Sonny Rollins, and Come Rain or Come Shine, written by Harold Arlen. Now we'll take Niels Orsted Pedersen and Joe Pass and put them in the Oscar Peterson Trio, same year, but in Paris, also for Pablo.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson Trio in Paris, concert, obviously, 1978 for Pablo Records. Oscar on the piano, Niels Henning, Orsted Pedersen bass, and Joe Pass on guitar. Who Can I Turn To? Anthony Newley, primarily. And Benny's Bugle, written in 1940 by Benny Goodman and Count Basie, and recorded on Columbia that year. Might want to get that if you enjoyed what you just heard there. Go out and get the Goodman and buy the Oscar Peterson Trio. Keep that going. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Demetrius Jazz Alley, an all-ages club. Tonight is the last night at the alley for Mindy Hebert. Coming up this Tuesday through Sunday, jazz vocalist Jane Monheit. Information and reservations at jazzalley.com.
Thank you.
vocals, Ørsted Pedersen, bass, and Philippe Catherine on guitar in 1983 for Pablo, and Stella by Starlight by Victor Young. Same session and primarily a bass solo, I Fall in Love Too Easily by Julie Stein. Henning, Ørsted Pedersen, and I Fall in Love Too Easily, written by Julie Stein, performed 1983 for Pablo. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Port of Whitman County. Through an Innovation Partnership Zone grant, the Port has funded a nonprofit center of excellence called the Green IT Alliance. Information about the Alliance and their efforts to develop and test energy-efficient IT and data center technology at gitalliance.org.
Chet Baker Quartet performing for you for Steeplechase Records, and Duke Jordan's Glad I Met Pat. And Chet Baker trumpet, and Duke Jordan piano, and Orsted Pedersen doing his job. No solo, playing his bass part on the job. And Norman Fearingdon playing drums. Right there, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen playing his bass. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
City University of Seattle's Master in Teaching program. CityU offers career changers the opportunity to become a teacher in as little as 1 year. Now accepting applications for spring starts in Bellevue, Everett, Tacoma, and Vancouver, Washington. More info at cityu.edu/teacher.
And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and indeed happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons and to share this material with you. St. Louis Jimmy Oden now, 1941, for Bluebird Records. His singing on piano is Roosevelt Sykes, and on the bass, Al Elkins.
Come day and go day, baby, that is all you know. It's just come day and go day, baby, that is all you know. Walking from tavern to tavern, spending all of my dough. Drink whiskey for your breakfast. After that is all day long. You drink whiskey for your breakfast. After that is all day long. I ask you about my money. You swear you ain't done wrong. Should be like some women. Go to a show sometime. You should be like some women. Go to a show sometime. It will make you a better woman. Take drinking off your mind. My is failing me, and I'm going down slow. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Please write my mother, tell her the shape I'm in. Tell her to pray for me, forgiveness of my sin. Tell her don't send no doctor, doctor can't do no good. Tell her don't send no doctor, doctor can't do no good. It's all my fault, didn't do these things I should. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. On the next train south, look for my clothes home. If you don't see my body, all you can do is moan. Mother, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Mother, please don't worry, this is all in my prayer. Just say your son is gone out of this world somewhere.
St. Louis, Jimmy Oden, 1941, Bluebird Records. Come Day, Go Day, and Going Down Slow. Roosevelt Sykes at the piano and Al Elkins on bass. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is the Art of Jazz. Broadcasts. I like to broadcast broadcasts while doing a broadcast. Kid Ory, San Francisco, 1953.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is about the famous old theme song the world's delighted to hear around here at the Hangover in San Francisco, the Club Hangover on Bush Street, just above Powell, because that's the theme without you for an inspiration there, bringing you another half hour of the wonderful music of Kid Ory and his trombone and his great Creole jazz band with all of his wonderful stars. Certainly hope you'll be around the next half hour, enjoy all these talents, and also meet Lex Lewis and Smokey Stover on drums. He'll be coming along in just a few moments. But I know you want to hear more of our Dixieland. We've got some precious old things for you tonight to swing this one from the Hangover. And the first one right now is the wonderful old Meilenberg Joys and Kid Ory. Thank you. It's like watching a wonderful old history book. The legendary Kid Orion, his trombone, his Creole jazz band from Doc Doherty's Fame Club Hangover, the West Coast Dixieland headquarters, with all those great stars. And you drop by sometime and ask Kid Orion about the stories about Milnberg and Meilenberg. Whichever way you want it, that's the way it is. And it's a pretty old place. Harvey Brooks is on piano, Minor Hall's on drums tonight, Ed Garland's on bass, Joe Darensberg on clarinet, Teddy Buckner on the cornet. And right now, Kid Ory featuring Kid and one of his old originals going way back. I don't know how many times you heard this one, but it's a new one on us. All the Girls Gone Crazy About the Way I Walk. All the girls gone crazy about the way I walk. That's Kid Ory's own tune, along with all the other things you'll hear down here at the Hangover any night you come in except Sunday. We're open 6 nights a week from 9 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the morning. You hear Kid and all the gang with those great originals like Muskrat Ramble and Creole, all those wonderful old Creole tunes, plus things like the Savoy Blues and Ed Garland and Montuti and his Happy Blues for Jimmy Noon and all the rest of the things. So come on down whenever you possibly can. And don't forget, too, we've got the guy around here, Mr. Side-by-Side himself over there on the piano, with Mr. Sliver himself on drums, Smokey Stover on drums, Meat Lux Lewis on piano. And look out for this original called Rockin' the Clock. Show that clock out of rock. Meade Lux Lewis, the famous boogie-woogie panda stylist and one of the happiest pillars in our little old establishment, the Hangover here in San Francisco on Bush Street just above Powell. We got all the happy guys and all the great guys with us, and Kid Ory and the Creole Jazz Band. Right now, we'd like to play one that a fellow that Kid happened to tag the title of The King on many years ago, wrote many years ago. A fellow named Joe Oliver wrote this. Joe King Oliver wrote it. It's called Snaggin'. Here's Kid Ory's version right now. Thank you. Jazz bands from the Hangover here in San Francisco really snagged that King Joe Oliver one there right there. Well, I know we should let you know that we're down here every night except Sunday, and Kid Ory and the Creole Jazz Band have two more weeks here in the club, so you want to come down and catch all the wonderful sounds of this group. Just past the half hour, you got to hear all the rest of the evenings as well. Like, here's one of the old favorites around the club. Everybody keeps asking for it, so you might as well hear it right about now. How about La Rocca's old tune, Fidgety Feet, huh, Kid? All right.
Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band broadcast from the Club Hangover in San Francisco, 1953, and given to us by the Don Club Record Company. Teddy Buckner playing cornet, Kid Ory trombone, Joe Derensburg on clarinet, Harvey Brooks piano, Ed Garland bass, Minor Hall on drums, with intermission piano by Mead Lux Lewis and drummer Smokey Stover. Meilenberg Joy's All the Girls Go Crazy, Rockin' the Clock, Snag It, and Fidgety Feet. Right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Seed Intellectual Property Law Group, protecting ideas for over 46 years through a full range of services, including patents, strategic counseling, litigation, trademarks, copyrights, trade secrets, and licensing. Information at seedip.com.
Now to Ruth O'Lay, Los Angeles, 1958, recorded by Mercury. And some wonderful arrangements for her by Jerry Fielding.
I miss the moonlight on the bayou, a Creole song. The sweet magnolias that I remember there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day? I know I'm not wrong, the feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Miss the moss-covered vines, the tall sugar pines where mockingbirds used to sing. I'd like to see the Mississippi hurrying in to spring. The moonlight on the bayou, a Creole tune that fills the air. I dream about magnolias in June, and soon I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans when that's where you left your heart? And there's something more, I miss the one I care for.
Understand.
do, 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 do what all the people do. You just do what's right, and you will see the light. If you don't do, 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 do what other people do, oh, never say, oh, never say, oh, never, 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 never say what other people say. You just pray each day, then let what come with may. But don't you never, 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 never say what other people say. Yes, the Lord will look out for you. He will take you by the hand, and when things seem dark, he'll guide you, and he'll help you understand. But never do, but never do, but never, 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 never do what other people do. You just do what's right, then you will see the light. If you don't do, 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 do what other people do, oh, never do.
Here I go now.
Ruth Olay singing for you, Mercury Records, 1958 in Los Angeles, with Jerry Fielding leading the orchestra and doing the arrangements for her. Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, written by Louis Alter and Eddie DeLange. Never Do by Sid Mobel, and Blue Prelude by Joe Bishop and Gordon Jenkins. Ruth Olay on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Group Health Cooperative, now offering a variety of individual and family health plans, plus dental options to fit all kinds of lifestyles, including contract workers or those who have lost coverage due to unemployment. Information available at ghc.org.
Now to Leon Oakley, cornetist, who plays here with Dirk Murphy in his San Francisco Jazz Band in a concert in Atlanta, Georgia, 1972.
This next is one that features Carl Lunsford. This is an old tune called The Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me.
Suit yourself. There are blues you get quick when you had a lot of liquor. Some of those texts off the shelf. And there are blues you get waiting on a dollar. And it wasn't if the boat's gonna rock. And there are blues you get threatening the tax cap again each time you hear the bump, jump, bump. And there are blues you get trying to keep Uncle Bill from dying. Yeah, he always forgets you in his will. There are blues you get kissing when you're walking with the missus. Support your lady shouts,
hi, Bill.
But the kind made the hollow water make you shake your sugar. The kind make the water and all in the river. Blues my naughty sweet gives to me.
Lunsford. We make our first substitution about this point, where we're going to play Jelly Roll Morton's Tomcat Blues, but the gentleman said he'd certainly like to hear one of W.C. Handy's tunes, so we'll switch this to one that Handy called the Memphis Blues.
Thank you.
We have a tune that you've heard many times, but in this case it's done by Leon Oakley. It's one of the great tunes written by King Oliver of New Orleans. Here's Dr. Jazz. Thank you. Once again, we're going to borrow from tomorrow night's program. We replace this with something else tomorrow night. We had a special request for another one of Jelly Roll Martin's tunes that features piano by Pete Foote. Here's the Pearls.
Thank you. flute.
We get down to the very end now. It's one more tune, and we have sort of thought about two different kinds of an ending our program, but two different ways of ending our program. I don't know which one you folks would like best to hear. We have a little gospel tune we'd like to do. Unfortunately, we have to do just one or the other. The gospel tune is one called Just a Little While to Stay Here, or Snake Rag. Which one? Wonderful. Thank you so much and good night.
Kirk Murphy and his San Francisco Jazz Band in Atlanta, Georgia, 1972, issued by GHB Record. Leon Oakley playing the cornet and singing. Kirk Murphy announcing and playing the trombone. Phil Howe clarinet, Pete Clute piano, Carl Lunsford banjo and vocal, and Jim Mahak on tuba. Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, Memphis Blues, Dr. Jazz, The Pearls, Snake Rag, and Turk's theme of that time, Bay City. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Eyes on Fremont and Carmelita Restaurant on Finney Ridge, proud to support KPLU through the Buy Local program. A list of other locally owned businesses is online at kplu.org/buylocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
All right, now to, in the letter O, going to Claus Ogerman, 1965 for Verve Records. Ogerman got an orchestra together and did something for an inclusion with the orchestra of the Bill Evans Trio. Evans on piano, Chuck Israel's bass, Larry Bunker on drums. One by Evans as arranged by Ogerman, Time Remembered, and one from a theme by Frédéric Chopin called Blue Interlude.
Thank
The Bill Evans Trio, meaning Bill Evans, piano, Chuck Israels on bass, Larry Bunker on the drums, with the orchestra of Claus Ogerman. 1965 for Verve Records. Ogerman's arrangement of Evans' Time Remembered, and a composition by Ogerman based on a theme by Chopin, which he calls Blue Interlude. Blue Interlude. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoon. I hope things are going well for you. Odetta, now, to sing for you. 1962 for Riverside Records. Buck Clayton playing trumpet, Vic Dickinson trombone, Herb Hall clarinet, Dick Wellstead piano, Ahmed Abdelmalik on string bass, and Shep Shepherd on the drums.
Why do you treat your girl that way? When walking down the alley other night, Nancy and a man had just had a fight. Well, he beat Miss Nancy across the head. When she rose to her feet, she said, "You low-down alligator, watch you miss sooner later. Gonna catch you with your bridge head down. The woman come home and tell me lies. You low down alligator, watch you miss sooner or later. Gonna catch you with your bitches down. Thank you. I wash his clothes, I keep him neat, I try to treat him right. Now he's gone and left me after all I tried to do. The way you treat me, he'd do the very same to you.
My friends, well, I haven't any.
Odetta, 1962 for Riverside Records. What'd she sing? Hogan's Alley, Leaving This Morning, Weeping Willow Blues, Go Down Sunshine, See What Tomorrow Brings. And Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. That's no stage joke either. Buck Clayton, trumpet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Herb Hall on clarinet, Dick Wellstood at the piano, Ahmed Abdul-Malik on the bass, and Shep Shepherd on drums. Somebody said, I was reminded, somebody said about Vic Dickinson's trombone playing, nobody should be allowed to think like that. Oh, brother. From Odetta now to Chico O'Farrell, his arrangements, his composition, his conducting, his orchestra for Mercury Records, 1952. Chico O'Farrell, his orchestra, his arrangement and composition, conducting, all that. By him, guess what? That's the name of it. And by Gershwin, it ain't necessarily so. The soloists throughout on trumpet, Bernie Glow and Nick Travis, trombonist Eddie Burt, alto saxophonist Charlie Kennedy, tenor saxophonist Flip Phillips, and pianist Gene DeNovi. For Mercury Records, 1952, Chico O'Farrell. Where were you in 1952? Couldn't be. I'm trying to think where I was. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Science Center in Seattle, presenting Lucy's Legacy, The Hidden Treasures of Ethiopia, an engaging exploration of evolution, Ethiopia, and Lucy, a 3-million-year-old ancestor to humans, now open. Tickets at pacificsciencecenter.org.
Now to Mary Osborne, okay? Guitarist, playing here with Coleman Hawkins' 52nd Street All-Stars, 1946, issued by RCA Victor Records. Thank you. Osborne playing the guitar in Coleman Hawkins' 52nd Street All-Stars, 1946, and brought to us by RCA Victor Records. Say It Isn't So by Irving Berlin. Spotlight, Coleman Hawkins wrote that. It's based on Just You, Just Me. Low Flame by Leonard Feather. And Allen's Alley, written by Denzel Best, it also goes by the title We. We, as in You're happy. You're a kid. It's Saturday morning. Not the collective. Oh, my. And a spotlight for Alan Eager there. Who was in the band? Charlie Shavers playing trumpet, Coleman Hawkins leading and playing tenor, as well as Alan Eager playing tenor saxophone. Pete Brown, who chased Alan Eager in that last one, was playing the alto. Jimmy Jones, piano, Osborne, guitar, Al McKibben on bass, Shelly Mann on the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin's Bellevue Subaru, offering fuel-efficient Subarus, including the all-new 2009 Forester, the all-wheel drive SUV. With Subaru Motor Credit Financing, Chaplin's has Foresters, Outbacks, and STIs. Details at chaplins.com or at I-90 in Eastgate. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Now to Joe Oliver, known as King. King Oliver's jazz band from October 1923 for OK Records. Meaning Joe Oliver and Louis Armstrong playing cornets, Honoré Dutré trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Charlie Jackson bass saxophone, Lil Hardin piano, Johnny St. Cyr banjo and guitar, and Warren Baby Dodds playing the drums. This was the avant-garde of the time. I said 1923. This changed everything. It brought Armstrong to everybody's ear, and he went on, and hundreds and hundreds, thousands of musicians listened to him play and were influenced, went out and got a horn. Thousands of singers listened to him, stood in front of the mirror and tried to sound like him. Pretty hard to do. But here he is playing his cornet. King Oliver's Jazz Band, 1923 for OK Records. Joe King Oliver and his band, 1923 for OK Records. And as I said, that was the avant-garde of that time and changed everything in Western music, at least improvised music. I Ain't Gonna Tell Nobody by Richard M. Jones. Room Rent Blues by Irving Newton. Riverside Blues by Thomas A. Dorsey and Richard M. Jones. And now that band, by the way, on Riverside Blues, Joe Oliver let the youngster play a cornet solo, that is Louis Armstrong. Now Joe's beautiful and classic working man blues by that band, and then Butch Thompson's 1989 remembrance and honoring of Joe Oliver by his solo piano solo of working man blues. Working Man Blues by Joe Oliver, and played by his jazz band in 1923 and then by Butch Thompson in 1989. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.